Phaedra.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
All right, Phaedra. Yeah. Phaedra Parks. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Is this donkey?
Extraordinaire donkey booty expert.
This donkey booty.
What up, donkey?
What up, donkey?
Now, a southern belle, a southern lady, is also associated with donkey booty. Is that?
She's trying to move these tapes, Simon. She's trying to move these tapes.
If you're really down south, you know that's how we build them down south now. It's a lot of donkeys down south that we don't.
Well, we know there are donkeys everywhere, yeah, but
donkey booty.
So your new book is called Secrets of the Southern Belle.
Yes, sir.
All right, define a Southern Belle.
Well, a Southern Belle.
Because when I think of Southern Belles, I think of Gone with the Wind.
We're not talking about old antebellum Southern Belle, honey. We're talking about a real Renaissance lady of the South. And then it's not about geography. People keep asking me, do you have to be from the South? No, you just have to have a Southern mindset. And when I think about Southern Belle, I think about a woman who carries herself with, confidence. She has a tranquil spirit. She's always prepared. And she just knows what she wants, and she gets it. She expects the best, therefore she gets the best.
Okay. Right. And you said, and the book is called The Secrets of the Southern Belle. What's the number one secret?
Well, it's quite a few. To be honest, it's quite a few secrets in here. I do have the gamut from advanced table manners down to, how to get the job you want and make the money you want and be the lady you want.
Well,
so,
how do you do it, Phaedra, if the book is called How to Be Nice, Work Hard, Look Pretty, Have Fun, and Never Have an Off Moment? What's the secret to that?
Well, the secret to that is really being prepared. Really being prepared and thinking ahead. So you're always thinking, you always have an A, B, C option available for everything that you do. You've already thought it out. But see, some people get into situations and they're not prepared. And I always tell people, success comes when opportunity meets preparation.
Mm. And on the show is not a Southern Belle? Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of them ought to be honest.
Oh, Lord. There we go.
I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, but they don't, and we don't make any, they say, Phaedra, you could be a Southern Belle.
So you're the only one, not one of them would be a Southern Belle?
What, well, even the one who claims to be Gone with the Wind fabulous?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she anything but fabulous, so we want
to talk about it. Hello, Kenya.
Now, if you want to talk about a beauty queen on bath salts, then we could do that. But we talking about Southern Belle.
A beauty queen on bath salts. Not crack. Not meth. Bath salts.
You know them bath salts make you eat people. Huh? They get so
a beauty queen on.
Tell us how you really feel about her, Phaedra.
Oh, Kenya.
Oh, my God, Kenya. I mean,
are you tired of the show? Are you still as engaged in it as you ever were?
I am. I mean, the show is a great platform. I think the show is a good thing for us because it allows people to see how, six women live very differently. Most of us are extremely successful. And with the betrayal of black women now, behaving very badly on some shows. On our show, we fight with our words. We don't have to, do
I've seen some. I've seen some pushing and pulling,
I've seen some pushing and, yeah, come on.
But now, only pulling we had is pulling the wig, and that was, the wig has left the room, so we have not had that since then.
Wendy Williams says it's time for you to leave the show.
Well, I'm glad Wendy's giving me such great publicity, and I'm glad she's keeping my name on her lips because that means she's thinking about me.
Well, you think Wendy is a Southern Belle?
I wouldn't think so. No.
Then what is she?
What is she?
Well, she's a very tall lady.
Ah! That's a very Southern Belle way of putting it.
God.
Yes.
Oh my God, out the park.
Who would you like to see leave the show? Who would you like
that's
to
back
see?
Back to back home runs right there.
As far as staying and leaving on Real Housewives of Atlanta, who would you like to see leave there, Phaedra?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. I think what makes the show work is that you have a lot of different personalities, and that's what's entertaining. Because if we were, you know, homogenized and everyone was just the same, it wouldn't be fun for the viewers to look at us. So I'm never apt for anyone to leave the show. I mean, because, you know, I think, you know, I can work with anyone. And I think, you know, everyone brings something different to the show. So,
and you have enough jobs. You can work with anyone and do any number of jobs.
Yes, honey. You know, I have enough jobs to spread around.
I think she's a very tall lady. That did it for me.
Secrets of the Southern Belle. Thank you, Phaedra
Parks. Oh, my God.
Parks.
That's out the park right there, Phaedra. Out the park.
Beauty Queen on bath salts got me.
You got you, Blair?